the little boy loved to look at his little frog in the jar. So did his dog. But he did not put a lid on it. That's because he needed to breathe. So he didn't put a lid on it. And somehow when he was sleeping, back in his bed, the little frog took one leg out and stepped out. The dog turned around and the little boy turned around. The frog had jumped out of the jar. Oh, frog, the little boy called out, but he could not hear any sounds the little frog made. The boy was really mad. The dog fell off. Come here, said the little boy, picking him up when he got outside. Oh, froggy, on their adventure occasion, since they're already outside. He looked in every little thing and every little spot. There's no sight to see the little frog. And he got lots of stings on the way, and so did his little dog. But every single hole he looked in, all he could hear was things that he never heard before. Bees buzzing, but all those bees buzzing, he could not hear Froggy do his sound. He stood up on a rock to find something he could hide. He leaned over and saw his hands touching these mysterious horns. Whoa, as he falled over. Help, help, dog, help! As he falled off the end of the cliff with the reindeer standing and watching them fall down the cliff. Ouch, said the little boy, as a dog clumped on him. We'll have to look some more. Shh, said the little boy. I think I hear the frogs. Not just our frog, but bunches, said the little boy. Well, said the little boy, helping them have the funnest day of their days. They even launched the little ones onto lily pads. The end.
Good awesome. Job. That was great.